time for Hidden History. Charles Fay is our Hidden History expert. He went for a walk in one of the many beautiful forests around Bendigo the other day, found his way home as well. So we thought we'd talk to him about the forests of Bendigo. Charles, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Now, it's... go on.
Yeah, the forests of Bendigo, they're a wonderful thing. I suppose for generations they were managed by the Dja Wurrung, but when the gold seekers first came through in 1852, they took to them rather poorly and chopped them down for timber for the mines and timber for their fires. And I suppose during the sort of height of the sort of deep quartz mining, Bendigo was rather denuded of its forests.
So to be fair to say then, for modern people now going for a walk, it's not just by luck that we've got these nice forests, it's actually by design as well, when restitution, if you want, for a better word, was made up after they'd been denuded for the mining.
Yeah, I remember once a sort of ANU forester saying to me, you can't keep a good eucalypt down. And I suppose in the late 19th century and early 20th century, when Victoria started to develop, I suppose, the machinery for looking after its forests and established the Forest Commission, a huge amount of what was called silvicultural work was put in to restoring the forests of Bendigo. So, you know, one of the byproducts of the collapse of the mines was there was a lot of labour around, and so a lot of unemployed people were employed sort of trying to manage the forest. So if you look at a lot of the forest today are now what we call coppice regrowth, and you can see that many stems coppice from one root. And so in the early 20th century, a lot of work was done to sort of help that coppice regrowth, to thin out trees, to propagate the trees. And so what we've got today really is largely the creation, I suppose, of the forestry industry in the early 20th century.
Wow.
Bendigo is quite famously the city in the forests, and there's not much room for expansion now. Do you think they're pretty safe staying where they are? They're never going to go away, are they now?
No, and I suppose that's one of the great problems for them, is that you've got the urban shadow. So as the suburbs sort of impinge upon the forest, people get their cats and things like that, and they start to have an impact on the wildlife in the forest.
And it's funny to think that the only way that sort of Bendigo seems to be growing in any great extent is out Strathfield, say, way. So there's going to be this little CBD with a long arm out to the right because there's no forest out in that direction.
Because there's no forest,
yeah.
But that's one of the most amazing things about Bendigo, that it is a city in the forest. You know, it's one of its great characteristics, I think.
Yeah, no, most definitely. Yeah, just watch out for the odd kangaroo. You know, they say overseas, oh, do the kangaroos bounce down the middle of the road? Well, I'll tell you, a couple of times they have, and I've just missed them too. So, which is a wonderful thing. Hey, it's great. One of the things we should talk about one day too, Charles, just in closing, it's not really a forest, I know, but is that the Bendigo Track. I reckon the fact that you can, you know, walk from way down past Kangaroo Flat, way out past the Botanic Gardens is just amazing. And I'm very impressed with that. We should talk about that one day.
Oh, that'd be great, yeah.
All right.
Again, that's a legacy of, you know, it's a legacy of mining in a strange sort of perverse way.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, we'll put that on the agenda for discussion. And I tell you, you know the forests are popular. You go for a walk and you see people everywhere, which is lovely, and all taking care of it as well. So, Charles, as always, illuminating. Thanks, mate. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, catch you, Mark.
Charles Fay, Hidden History, Gold, Central Victoria.